Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me on the line right now is a business owner who produces, salad dressings and sauces for the community. Needs a hechsher, was told by the Beth Din that he had to pay how much? Colin Hurwitz, good morning.
Morning, Kathy, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
What was your increase that you were given in September last year?
Kathy, look, I'm not 100% sure on the percentages, but roughly it was an extra like 30,000 rand extra from 2018 fees to 2020 fees. However, I must just tell you that the Beth Din did give us a discount after confronting them about the fees, and they have given us a discount. I'm not 100% sure what the discount is, but they have given us a discount.
Okay. So what has your dealings been with the Beth Din and are you happy? Are you a happy customer?
Kathy, to be quite honest, you're not really at the moment. You know, you're jumping from, 8.5 grand, 9 grand, from 1 year and 2 years later, jumping up to 38,000 or there and thereabouts. We're all in business to make money, and it feels like we're getting crippled, coming from the kashrut side of, things and whatnot. And the problem I've got at the end of the day is that, our products need to be, we need to add up our markups and absorb the costings from the Beth Din. And the problem that I've got is that my face is on my brand, on my label. My number is on my brand. So the first port of call for the community to air their frustrations on the pricing is really myself. And again, Moishi also from Chocolate Tree, he's in the same, he was on the radio yesterday, he's in the same position. It's our brand that's out there. So, when you look at all the fees that are involved and the increases that are involved and the stuff that we need to pay for Pesach and so on and so forth, I'm the front. So, and that's where I get a little bit uptight, because the public out there and the community out there are thinking that, us as manufacturers and suppliers are the ones that are creating this ridiculous selling prices of all our products. And there's so much, there's so much going on behind the scenes. Now, just a little thing, when I took over the business from Glenda Dave many years ago, my dad and I, we sit down and we construct our business, and we say we need to have a certain markup on our products on an ongoing basis. And that's the markup that we need to sustain our business. So when it comes time to Pesach time, we don't sit there saying, okay, well, a bottle of tomato sauce now is, in normal times, is 10 Rand. And now because of Pesach is 20 Rand, I'm going to double up because I want to make some money. It doesn't work that way.
How does it work?
There's a standard markup that we use in our business, regardless whether it's Pesach time or normal time or Rosh Hashanah time or Yom Kippur time, whatever the case may be. There's a standard markup that we use in our business.
Okay.
But like I said to you a few seconds ago, there's so much more behind the scenes than Glenn's or any one of us putting our markups on. There's huge, for example, Pesach. Everyone's complaining the Beth Din fees are, astronomically high, and this is how, which they are high. I mean, there's no getting away from it. There's something going on, and there's something wrong. So it is high, but there's so much more going on behind the Pesach scene. And I'll give you a small example of why, another reason why the products are so expensive. We outsource all our manufacturing for our sauces at I don't know if are we allowed to mention the name of the company?
Well, I mentioned that you're from Glen's.
Yeah, but Primalitos is the actual sauce company, and they are our sister company, and they do all our manufacturing for our sauces. So you need to understand, on a daily basis, Primalitos, a huge company, they can produce anywhere from 50 to 60, 65 tons of sauce on a daily basis. Now, when we come around for Pesach, you need to understand that there's rules and regulations for Pesach. So Primalitos can't carry on their normal daily manufacturing of sauces when we're around for Pesach. because of all the laws and the regulations, that we need to abide for Pesach. They can't produce their normal sources on, while we're producing Pesach. So you need to understand he's got an expense in his factory of, for argument's sake, 100 grand where he makes 50 tons of sauce. But now he's got an expense of 100 grand where he's making 5 tons of sauce. And he's got to recoup that money. And that's another reason why Pesach is so expensive. Is because a lot of the factories for Pesach, we actually stop them from doing their normal daily routine because of all the Pesach regulations. Now you can't expect them to absorb the costings of their daily, of their factory purely for us for Pesach. It's just not a cool thing to do. So where a normal bottle of tomato sauce will cost us 10 rand, now because we're stopping production and his expenses are the same, it's gone up another 5-10 rand.
Okay, so. Colin, just talk me through the difference in sauces. So let's use your 10 rand model, right? Your regular salad dressing is 10 rand a bottle, and that is made up of the following costs: your ingredients, your markups, and the Beth Din fee, right? The Hechsher fee, the kosher certification.
Correct.
For Pesach, it is made up of what?
The same thing, except we need to add a Mashgiach in, because now with Pesach we need to have a Mashgiach on board while the production's running. Okay. But like I say to you, you need to understand that it's not normal stock now.
So your production costs are higher. Your ingredients are the same. Your markup is the same.
Over Pesach, ingredients are much higher. You must understand. You must remember there are 8 or 9 ingredients that go into a salad dressing. Normal times, for argument's sake, a barrel of oil will cost us 300 rand for a 20 liter. But now over Pesach, you must remember the oil company also stopped their production. Their normal production. So their costings, their cost per liter has also jumped up now. So instead of paying the 300, now we're paying the 450 for the 20 liter. So all 8 or 9 ingredients are doing the same thing because they've got all those expenses from stopping their production, from the Beth Din fees and so on and so forth. And that's where all the expenses come in. And I'm not quite sure how we're going to get around it.
Okay. So let me just find out. Are you saying that the Beth Din fees increase at Pesach as well?
Yeah, for sure. Yes, for sure. 100%. 100%. They increase over Pesach. So we get a registration fee for the year, and then we get a Pesach fee for the Pesach time.
Is it a whole different certificate?
As I understand, yes. I think so, yes.
As far as I understand, yes. Okay. All right, Colin, one of the things that
Look, I think they work hard. They do. I think they are trying to do the best for the community. But something's just not sitting right between the Beth Din and the manufacturers and the suppliers. There just seems to be a breakdown in communication, I think. I don't think a lot of the manufacturers and the suppliers don't really get much communication out of the Beth Din. And I think there's just a very, very big breakdown. I think what needs to be happened is that we all just need to sit down around a table and try and sort this out as best as possible. Because us as manufacturers and suppliers, we don't want to go overseas and go and find another Hechsher and so on and so forth. We'd like to keep it local. But at the end of the day, we're all in the same thing of making money. And if the pricing is so exorbitant and we can find a Hechsher overseas where the pricing is far less, then as a businessman, we're entitled to seek that other option.
Yeah. How has the communication been from the Beth Din with you and your company?
Okay, I must be honest with you. I was speaking to you over the last few days. I'm sure you understand I'm a very passionate person about my business.
No, we don't hear that at all. You sound like a mouse.
I sleep, I breathe my business. My business run, my head goes 24 hours, 7 days. And when I'm a customer of the Beth Din, and when I want things answered, I need things answered, and they complain to me all the time that I phone them too many times a day, and I phone them 500 times a day. But the reason being is because no one ever gets back to me. So I found that the communication between the manufacturers and the Beth Din, it's not great. Really, it's really not. I must admit, when the new regime started a couple of years ago, I tried to get hold of Dovi quite a few times. I never got a response back. Never. I've got all the proof. I mean, I'm happy to show it to you. I never got a response back. The same with Jared, a little bit more with Jared. I spoke to Jared on a few more occasions, but also he doesn't really respond back. But then Rabbi Rabin came on board. And I must be honest with you, for me anyway, the communication since then has been far better. I mean, I know that I can phone Rabbi Rabin at any time of the day and he will get back to me within a couple of hours. The problem is that Jared and Dovi are the head of the ship. And as a customer, sometimes you want to speak to the head of the ship, you know. And there's the same with my customers. You know, when they phone me, they want to speak to the owner of the business. They don't want to speak to my driver or my rep or whatever the case may be. They want to speak to the owner. And that's my issue. But with Dovi Rabin, I mean, it's been phenomenal. If I phone him within 24 hours, he's come back to me. It's not an issue. But like I say, when the regime did take over.
So then there is communication.
There is a bit of communication, Kate. I want to speak to the head of Pick and Pay,
but well, that's not accessible to me, and it's unreasonable for me to make that demand, Colin.
Well, Kate, I beg to differ at the end of the day. You must understand, like, for example, now, you bring up Pick and Pay.
Yes.
I've been Grenda and my company have been a long time, suppliers to Pick and Pay over the last 25 years. Kate, if I tell you, I can phone my Pick and Pay buyer this morning, and by this evening, I would have had an answer on something, or I would have spoken to him. So you say to me, I can't go to the top of Pick and Pay, but the buyer that I'm dealing with is very much at the hierarchy of Pick and Pay.
Yes.
And I can phone him at any given time, and I will get a response within the day. So then I expect the same thing from the best then at the end of the day.
All right.
You know, if I want to speak to Dorothy, if I want to speak to Jared, then I expect a phone call back within the day. Now they'll complain to you and say to you, yes, I phoned them 500 times. And I'm saying to you, well, I wouldn't have had to phone you 500 times if you would have taken the call the first time.
So what would you like, aside from the communication and more accessibility, what would you like to see change at the Kashrut department?
I don't know if you should ask me that question on air.
Really? No, then I have to ask you that question. No, seriously.
Yeah, look, I think, you know what? I think at the end of the day, look, they're a good bunch of boys. They are a good bunch of boys, but look, what needs to be changed is, you know, the only thing we're complaining really about is the financial issue, really. I mean, that's really the unterstuhre, so to say, of the whole situation, because we're in business. We're all in business to make money. We want to try to do as best as we can for the community, but at the same time, we're running a business and we need to make it alive. So really, from my perspective, it's all about the financial. To be quite honest with you, Katie, I'd like to speak to Dovi now and again. I'd like to speak to Jared now and again. But if I don't, it's also not a train smash. It's not a train smash. But for me, the finance is the biggest thing at the end of the day. I don't know if I can tell you on air, but I mean, my Pesach fees for 2019 were absolutely ridiculous.
What were they?
Absolutely.
Aside from ridiculous, what were they? Give us numbers.
Well, if you take the Bethlehem fees from both my factories, because like I said to you, we outsource quite a lot of our stuff. So we had two factories making, one factory we had making the schmaltz and the other factory we had making the sauces or whatever. So if you take the two factory Bethlehem fees into consideration, plus the mashgiach fees, plus a few other tzatzkes, I would say around about 160, 170, 180 for the Pesach fees. 160, I think it was just under 180,000 rand for 2019. Roughly. And then when you start hearing the figures coming out of Canada for what they want to charge us for Pesach, you like think to yourself, like, you know, I've just wasted like 150,000 rand on what?
Yeah.
On what? And
right.
that's what's getting to me at the end of the day. And, Kathy, I told you a little story the other day. I was standing in, Moshe's butchery last Pesach it was, and this 82-year-old woman, I was standing next to this 82-year-old woman, and she was distraught at the price of my bottle of tomato sauce. And she didn't know that I was the owner of Glen when she was standing next to me, but she was distraught at how can she pay? I think it was $69.95 for a bottle of tomato sauce. How can she pay $69.95 for a bottle of tomato sauce when all she's getting is her pension for the month? So, you know, where's the help for the community? Where's the logic for the, you know, where is it? Where is the help? Because all the suppliers and the manufacturers, all they're doing is they're getting hit with all these bills and bills and bills and bills on a constant basis. And essentially, the community is paying for it.
Colin.
The community is paying for it.
Yeah, we've heard your voice. Heard it. And no, really. And this is the whole point of doing this, is that the community is in a lose-lose situation. And
very
we need
much.
To it's turn that around.
Correct. So the best thing's not losing. The manufacturers and the suppliers are not losing. It's the community. And the community are the people, the community are the ones that we are supposed to be looking after at the end of the day.
No, it just gets passed on to us because I think, well, the community will pay. The community will pay. The community. Well, the community is not paying anymore. Well, I'm telling you now, the community is not paying any more. Take note, everybody.
Well,
we're not doing it. When we're sitting with that 110 rand slice of cake, now we know that the Beth Din is getting paid for the flour and for the sugar and for every single ingredient that has been certified kosher that is in that. We're not paying any more.
Don't forget, it's not only, it is the Beth Din fees, 100% it is the Beth Din fees, but From a halachic point of view, on the way we run our Pesach, as I explained to you a few minutes ago, it cuts down on the production. That adds a lot to the costing of the product. So yes, it's the Beth Din fees, but then there's a whole other side to it as well, which brings up the costings of the product. Why? Because our expenses are spread over a lesser amount of product. And so there's a lot of things that are involved. So yes, the Beth Din are at fault, but also there's laws that we have to abide by halachically from a Jewish point of view that we need to abide by when we run production. And unfortunately, that's what it takes.
All right, Colin, that is where we leave it. I mean, just one thing before I let you go. I was speaking to someone yesterday who has actually signed up with the Montreal Beth Din. And
right.
Even at 12 Rand 58 to the Canadian dollar, their costs were 40% of what
it was dealing with
the local Beth Din. 40%.
You must remember, it's I think the registration fees are 35 to 40% lower. And then also, I don't want to say it on air, but the Pesach fee that we were quoted for one of the manufacturers was like, I don't know, a tenth of the price of what the South African Beth Din were charging us.
Yeah.
A tenth. Do you know what a price, do you know what a difference that makes to the end product when we, when we produce it?
Sure.
It's madness. Madness. It makes a huge, huge difference. Yeah. Huge difference.
Colin Hurwitz, we have to leave it here. We've got to get to news headlines. We've got to get to sport.
Thanks,
wish you all the best. I'm sure that it's not the last time we've heard from you. Have a good day. Take care. Bye bye.